Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this session, we shall discuss the economic sharia which is mentioned in the Quran. This sharia itself is based on the Quranic philosophy of creation, as per which man has been created in this world as a trial and test. He has been made to undergo through certain trials and tests in life, and after undergoing these trials and tests, ultimately in the hereafter, he shall be rewarded or punished. And to achieve the system of trial, the Almighty has created man on this earth such that no one is independent from the other with regard to his needs. We are made dependent on other people with regard to our needs. And therefore, just as people of the highest ranks, for example, scientists, politicians, and leaders, and teachers and judges, they must turn to others for their fulfillment of needs. On a similar basis, we have craftsmen and we have tillers of the soil. We have people who are ordinary peons who are as important to the society as these politicians are. So therefore, we can say that whether a person is doing something for the higher objectives of society or whether he's just a person who is serving the needs of people, both of these categories of people are equally needed for the society. And the basic reason for this is that people are made dependent on others. And while alluding to this philosophy, the Quran says, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ دَرَجَاتٍ لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا وَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ We have apportioned among them their livelihood in this world in such a manner that we have exalted some in status above others so that they can mutually serve each other. And better is your Lord's mercy than what they are amassing. So on the basis of this basic premise, the Quran itself has outlined the economic sharia, and we can summarize it in the form of five main statutes. The first of these is that people who have given their zakah, which is due on them, their life and their wealth, which is their rightfully owned wealth, cannot be tempered by the state in any manner, and so much so, even a tax other than zakah cannot be imposed upon the Muslims without their consent. In this regard, the second important statute is that a state has been bound to create a public sector. This has been done so because of the fact that wealth should not circulate among one class of people, and so that people who are deprived in life, they are also helped in this matter. And the way this is brought about is that assets and things which are not or which cannot be in the ownership of a person, they must remain in the ownership of the state, and through them this public sector should be created. The third statute in this regard is that usurpation of wealth of all kinds should be prohibited. One cannot be allowed to devour the wealth of other people through illegal means. In this regard, gambling and interest are two horrendous crimes which have therefore been prohibited. And all other financial transactions which are actually a means of deceit and moral misconduct and also are a means of devouring other people's wealth through illegal means are prohibited as a result. The fourth statute in this regard is that on all financial transactions, whether they are of some detailed nature or whether they incur between various parties. Similarly, will testaments. Similarly, financial involvements. In all these affairs, it is essential that these transactions should be documented. They should be written down. And not only should they be documented, but witnesses should be called upon this document so that any deceit or fraud is safeguarded. The fifth statute in this regard is that the inheritance of a person must be distributed once he or she passes away. This distribution, of course, has to follow a certain procedure which has been outlined in the Quran, in which all the shares of the heirs have been fixed, and perhaps a detailed study is required in a separate session. We shall devote, inshallah, a separate session to the discussion of the Islamic law of inheritance. This then, in a nutshell, is the economic sharia which is outlined in the Quran. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ